Yep.
And just be, we can't require that too. So if you still want to.
I could say anything.
Yep. Say his name and you can just state your name and address. And if you just give your name, we can't enforce it. But there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know if we ever. I guess there were times people would have kind of, I would say, mind seen.
So you were changing normal square.
It said, no.
Yes. You're the perfect example.
Yeah, that's the point. I saw on the stand at the grocery store today. I was looking for them, if I could find them in the store. Counsel, my right wheel set.
That's true.
Counsel, my left wheel set. You getting excited?
You are.
Okay.
Will you go then to get them? Good evening, everyone. I ask that we stand for the pledge to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Ms. Ramsey Smith.
Present.
Dr. Enoch.
Present.
Ms. Butek.
Present.
Ms. Leon.
Present.
Dr. Van Wert.
Present.
Ms. Wilhelm.
Present.
Mr. Blum.
Present. Thank you. Before we get started this evening, we have two citations honoring recently retired city employees. Those would be Tracy Samuelson and Michael Macarabitz. I don't believe either employee is here this evening, so we will make sure those get mailed out to them so they receive them. Moving on to the approval of minutes for the June 7, 2022 meeting. Any comments on the minutes or questions? The minutes stand approved from June 7th. Moving on to public comment for this evening with a 5-minute time limit. Just a YouTube reminder to our local and global audience. If you start this meeting after 7 p.m., please make sure to scroll ahead so that the YouTube stream is current rather than a recording of an earlier portion of the meeting. We didn't have anyone sign up. So for the first public comment on items not being voted on this evening, I'll go around the room. Again, this is for anything not being voted on tonight's agenda. So I'll start to my left. Is there anyone who wants to give comment? Seeing no one to the left of the room that wants to give comment, moving on to the center. Ma'am?
Hello, my name is Rosemary Fry. I live at 212 East 4th Street on the south side. And I am here again to plead for help with the ongoing Holy Infancy Church bill. I have two areas I'd like to cover quickly. My affiliation with the south side. My father owned Chick's Hotel on 4th Street. He was Chick. I walked to Dunnigan School. Vegas bought my father's bar hotel. It's now called Vegas. I was a member of CUNA, Congregations United for Neighborhood Action. Meetings were once a month in a building owned by Holy Infancy. Our biggest accomplishment was arranging a meeting with the city officials, Officer Shook from Lehigh University Police, and the local residents to curb the after-hours Lehigh parties. I was on the board of directors of the Community Action Committee of the Lehigh Valley, headed by Alan Jennings. I taught strings at Holy Infancy School for 10 years. We played at Holy Infancy Church for holidays, Chris Kittle Market, and I also play at Zollner Art Center. I sung in the church choir at Holy Infancy for 15 years, alongside of Mary Pongrants. My son was an altar boy there. He had all the sacraments there. He attended the school there for only 2 years, but knew every kid in that school. My husband and I renewed our vows there. For school graduations, I would tuck my violin under my arm, walk up the street, and play for the graduations, pomp and circumstance. We were best friends with Sister Joyce, Myra, and Therese. The convent invited us to their prayer room, when the weather was icy, The first thing in the morning, my husband would go to the convent to salt their steps. My husband has been the judge of elections in our district, the South Side, for 18 years. And then also I help with the feral cat problem on the South Side. I feed all the cats and I have them fixed. And the city's helping me with that. If you do not do something about these church bells ringing through our house, which everybody has known about that I was here last month, you will be driving away hardworking people like us from the neighborhood, people who have been committed to the South Side, protecting its culture and its history. The only people who could live there at this point is transients who don't care if the bells are going to be there forever, ringing through their house. And anybody who does not live with the bells, I don't hold credit to what you have to say. It's historic. I'm so sorry. I'm so nervous tonight because if I were to say to you, tell me your address where I can take a recording of these bells and ring them outside of your window every day from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. every single day, what would be your answer? No? You don't want me to do that? Why not? Would this infringe on your rights? But this is historic. Would you call the police on me if I rang a bell outside of your window from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. every day? Would that bother you? Would that be part of your lifestyle? Would you enjoy that? That's why I'm sick today. I have MS. It's driving me and my neighbors absolutely crazy. Something has to be done. I'm willing to compromise, but cannot live with these bells ringing every hour. Ring them when they can be appreciated by the congregation, before Mass times, not every hour of every day. Are we supposed to allow this because of some historical reason? We should take one for the team. Right? Take one for the team. Really? Just suffer in silence? For what? All right, let's see. We'll get to my last page. Wonderful city council member Wandelin has talked to Father Andy, who will not budge on the issue. They know the city ordinances state that they can do what they want. Darlene Heller said that we have to try to work with the church. There are no other solutions, but they refuse to budge. But I have a solution: amend the city ordinances where the city can have more control over unwanted effects of this. And I plead with you, come to the church any day after 12, any day at 12 or 6 o'clock, because that's when they ring 40 times. I invite you to sit on my porch. Come in front of the church. If you have any questions, why don't you see for yourself? Just stand there by the church. And the power and the blasting of those bells every day. Every day. Not even just in Mass times. It's every hour, 12 and 6, it's 40 times, and then it's also Mass times. So if they go off at 12 o'clock 40 times, then they'll go off at 12:15 Mass. Another 40 times. I'll be emailing you to see when you can come visit the site and ask you what steps you are willing to take to help. I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Fry. Is there anyone else in the center this evening who'd like to give comment? Mr. Antalis?
Stephen Talks, 737 Ridge. In the past, I've spoken about the quality of council and its interaction with the public. And councils over time had represented the peaks and valleys. And this console, I would say, is headed toward a peak from a valley. But in the interim, at discussion with a few concerned citizens, we tried to determine which was the best console of the city. And my opinion, I checked with other people, and the consensus was that the console of the 80s and 90s. So I figured, why? So I researched it, and it's very interesting what I found. Of the seven members of console, there are five Democrats and two Republicans. And the mayor was Republican. So the council had a true bipartisan nature. And that affected how it operated. Because it became its own check and balance. And the meetings were quite contentious. But they were objective and dealt with issues. And the papers reported, local paper reported, that the meetings were very contentious and loud, but they were friendly and they got things done. And also, the meetings were well attended by the public. There was tremendous interaction between council and the public, and the mayor, rather the president of council, was a very strong person, no nonsense person, and he controlled the meeting. So if a person speaking where I am was off target or winded, they were controlled. So there's no need for a traffic light. But the beauty of being bipartisan was very important, because not having that check and balance, some councils became like a club. And they wanted to look good, create an impression, and they were not able to police themselves. Being only one party, and were a good bunch, they wouldn't police, as I said, police themselves, and things were going on, which the gentleman spoke earlier would be quite concerned, because there was tremendous conflict of interest and it was never addressed by council, but people knew it. And when the public brought that to the attention of council, they sat there quietly, where the person here said, if I can't get an answer from you, we'll have to go to a grand jury. And the district attorney heard about it, and he called for a grand jury. And I was told by a person in the city holding office that that person is lucky they didn't go to jail. But they did resign and left the city. So that is the fabric that was a great city council. I say this in a non-comparative way, because these people didn't run for council till they retired from their positions. So they knew the city because they were all born in the city. And what's fascinating is that the collective years that they had of living in the city was 375 years. Again, I say this is an uncomparative statement, but a statement of fact. So, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Antalix. Is there anyone else in the center who wanted to give comments to council this evening on anything not being voted on tonight? I'll turn to the right. Is there anyone who wants to give comment? I'll start with Mr. Caratola.
Hi, I'm Marty Caratola, 813 Loffer Street, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. I'd like to I was going to talk about something else, but I'd like to reflect a little bit on the young lady over there. Members of council, please look at Article 717. That winds up saying that churches are exempt, but so are music venues that have music outside from 12 noon to 12 midnight. They can have entertainment, but let them try, they'll be shut down, they'll be fined. It's impeded the livelihood of musicians, not me. I don't make my money out of being a musician anymore. I made some very good investments. I'm not a millionaire, but I'm a thousandaire. And the money's coming in. I give my time for corporate events that are for peace and love, world unity, cancer foundations, no-kill foundations, animals in distress. I give my time for stuff like that, and you can't give me gas money. Your money's no good. I will do benefits. I will get bands to do benefits. I book bands all over the tri-state area and beyond, even in Texas. My brother's got 3 clubs. I book the entertainment in there. I do the Christmas in July in Wildwood. I can't do nothing with ArtsQuest because someone from ArtsQuest said something disrespectful to me and I gave them a few choice words back. I can't perform at ArtsQuest in my own hometown anymore. That's okay. I'm making my money. I don't need it. I don't need ArtsQuest. What I do need is for you to look at the things so this young lady doesn't be stressed out anymore. And also, we get it together in Bethlehem, the city that was named after the city that our Christ, our Savior, was born and raised in. We named that city Bethlehem. Then we reinforced it, twist the knife, the Christmas city. Come on, let's do something about peace, love, and world unity here in Bethlehem. Let's have a peace, love festival. We're not going to have 11 days like Music Fest. At least one day of peace and love. Hey, I was playing my guitar singing peace and love songs back in the 60s. And then some long-haired hippie freak, drug addict, maniac, ruined it for everybody. All long-haired looked at as insane because of Charlie Manson and his crew. Let's do something right and get peace and love and world unity going on. I'm with Wake Up, Rise Up, Live for Peace. That's linked with the United Nations. That's way past more than Music Fest or Arts Quest. Look online. I got the Lehigh Valley stage. Last year, I had Jade Starling on my show. I had the hit Catch Me, I'm Falling, Pretty Poison. I had Ezra Mohawk and some other nationals on my stage. But I mean, I don't mean that they came here. They do the videos. Anybody that does a video that has videos of live entertainers that are really good, they want to submit it. If it's about peace and world unity, I will get it on in Wake Up, Rise Up, Live for Peace. That's linked with the United Nations International Day of Peace, September 21st. 43 million viewers they had. Check it out online. That's more than the Super Bowl. 11.5 million Super Bowl had. Not everybody wants to see people bashing into each other and fighting with each other in a team. I don't care about that. And I'm a crack shot. I don't carry a piece. Does that make me not American? Because I don't watch the Super Bowl, I don't carry a piece. You don't need to carry a piece. You need to be able to handle yourself properly, but you need to be able, we need to be able to be preaching peace and world unity. Not only by singing the songs in your homes. Don't be arguing in front of your kids. That's when they start thinking, oh, it's okay to go ahead and do it on the schoolyard. That's where the violence begins. We got attacked. Attack the problems of peace and world unity. But we need a festival of peace and love here in the city of Bethlehem. If you're for me, you'll call me. And we'll do this. And I got acts that will do it for free. They will not want the money. Because they want to spread the message of peace and world unity and love and togetherness. God bless you all. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Mr. Caratola. Is there anyone else on the right who wants to give a comment in the back?
Hello. First off, I appreciate this opportunity to come speak, so thank you. My name is Emily. I'm a student working with the Southside Permaculture Park at Lehigh University. Our goal is to bring a more proximal and organic food source to the community, along with education on growing one's own food. We currently have a park at the corner of Summit and Montclair Street, up the hill from Brogel Middle School and across from the Lehigh Alumni Building, just in case anyone is interested in checking it out. But I'm coming here today to speak about a project that I would like approval for in Bethlehem. I would like to implement a Native American Lenape medicinal plant and food garden on the Greenway. This would be a garden with medicinal plants and food that was used by the Lenape, also known as the Delawares, who used to reside in this area, and it would have displays with history about who they were and where they are now. I'm currently in communication with the Delaware Nation Historic Preservation Officer of the tribe that was pushed to Oklahoma. To put a picture in your head, imagine walking down the Greenway and seeing a large garden shaped like a turtle. You would see a centered panel explaining this garden and the significance of its turtle shape in the Lenape creation stories. And around the garden, you would see more of these large panels giving you the history of the Lenape and their significant presence in this land so long ago that you now call home. You would walk through a small circular path leading you between circular beds on the turtle's back, and would see wood signs in front of each plant with their name in the Lenape language, their name in English, and their use by the Lenape. The garden would give you a more profound history about where you are, and even allow you to use some of what you learned by respectfully taking plants, as you now know how you can use them. Since the majority of these plants are native annual plants, the garden would require minimal maintenance and attract native pollinators who avoid the invasive plants they do not recognize. It would heighten the community's connection to where they are living and be an addition to the historical Bethlehem tourist attraction that is lacking Native American representation. This garden would be primarily maintained by the Southside Permaculture Park team, who cycles in new students each year. I would like to have its home on the Greenway block between Adams Street and the small playground recently installed next to Webster Street. And I've begun conversation with a couple gardening groups in the area, including Afros in Nature and Bethlehem Backyards for Wildlife, who are supportive of the garden. I came here today in the hopes that I can get approval to implement this garden, because I think it will hugely benefit not only the community, but will spread awareness and recognize the tribe of peoples whose lands were stolen hundreds of years ago. Every day, people are casually passing plants that served as medicine and food to native people long ago, and they don't even know it. For example, on a more subtle scale, the wild strawberry plants that grow all around here were once used as a face mask for complexion by the Lenape, and it's actually been proved by science that chemical compounds in this plant are good for the skin. Who would have known? Indigenous knowledge is so precious, and if we allow culture to disintegrate, we will be losing so much history, profound knowledge, and a deep connection to the land. Thank you.
Thank you for coming out this evening. That's not something council would be voting on tonight, but it's a good conversation starter within City Hall, within the administration, about potential opportunities to do something over on the Greenway. Is there anyone else to the right who wanted to give comment on anything not being voted on this evening? Before we move on, was there anyone who wanted to give comment during the first public comment who didn't have the opportunity? Seeing none, moving on to second courtesy of the floor, is there anyone who wanted to speak on anything to be voted on tonight? So again, second public comment for anything on the agenda this evening. I'll start to the left. I'll move on to the center. I'll conclude to the right. All right. Alright, seeing none, thank you to all those who came out this evening to give comment. We're going to continue on with our agenda. Old business. Any old business from members of council? Seeing none, continuing on to communications. Communication 6A.
Memorandum with an attached resolution from Kristen Wenrick, Health Director, recommending awarding a contract to Cedar Crest College for ESRI consultation services. The cost is $5,100 and the completion deadline is December 31st, 2022. There are no renewals.
Resolution 10A is on tonight's agenda. Communication 6B.
Memorandum with an attached resolution from Edward Bastola, Director of Water and Sewer Resources, recommending awarding a contract to LB Industries Incorporated for wastewater treatment plant East Intermediate Clarifier Improvements. Cost is $1,475,059. The term is 240 days to substantial completion and 270 days to final completion from the notice to proceed. There are no renewals.
And Resolution 10B is on this evening's agenda. Communication 6C.
Memorandum with an attached resolution from Edward Bastola, Director of Water and Sewer Resources, recommending a contract with Suburban Water Technology Incorporated for the Shady Lane Manganese Treatment Project. Cost is $54,500 with completion deadline of 120 days from the notice to proceed. There are no renewals.
And Resolution 10C is on the agenda. Communication 6D.
A memorandum with an attached resolution from Michael Alcohol, Director of Public Works, recommending a contract with Grace Industries Incorporated for the Greenway Phase 5 Saucon Park Ball Fields connection. The revised cost is $756,957 with the change orders. The original completion date was June 27th, 2022. There are no renewals.
Resolution 10D is on tonight's agenda. Communication 6E.
Memorandum from Assistant City Solicitor Matthew J. Deschler with an attached ordinance amending Article 1501, adopting the 2018 version of the International Fire Code.
I will accept a motion followed by a second to schedule a public hearing for Tuesday, July 19, here in Town Hall to consider the proposed ordinance amending Article 1501.
So moved. Second.
I didn't catch who made the original motion over here. Thank you. A motion by Councilwoman Cranchy Smith, second by Dr. Van Wert. Any discussion? If the clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Cranchy Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Cuita?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. A public hearing has been scheduled for Tuesday, July 19. The ordinance will be placed for first reading on the Tuesday, July 19 City Council agenda. Communication 6F.
Memorandum from Police Chief Michelle Cott with an attached resolution and agreement for the purchase of a duty weapon by a retired officer with the Bethlehem Police Department. Pursuant to the third class city code, retired officers may purchase their duty firearms at fair market value.
Resolution 10E is on tonight's agenda. Communication 6G.
Memorandum with an attached resolution from Michael Alcohol, Director of Public Works, recommending a contract with Queen Construction Incorporated for the City Hall Garage structural repair. The cost is $183,430. Completion deadline is within 60 days of the issuance of the notice to proceed. There are no renewals.
Resolution 10F is on the agenda. Communication 6H.
Memorandum with an attached resolution from Michael Alcohol, Director of Public Works, recommending a contract with Rackle Entity Construction Incorporated for the City Hall Garage Surface Repair. Cost is $265,957.69. Completion deadline is within 10 days of the issuance of the notice to proceed. There are no renewals.
Resolution 10G is on the agenda. Communication 6I.
A memorandum with an attached resolution from Michael Alcohol, Director of Public Works, recommending a contract with Pullman SST Incorporated for the library exterior column repairs. The cost is $268,668. completion deadline is within 730 days of issuance of the notice to proceed. There are no renewals.
And Resolution 10H is also on this evening's agenda. Communication 6J.
Memorandum with an attached resolution from Michael Alcohol, Director of Public Works, recommending a contract change with Keiko Ceruta Kramer, ASLA Principal, for the South New Street Streetscape Enhancement Project. The amount of the change is $33,718, with completion deadline December 31st, 2022. There are no renewals.
Resolution 10I is on the agenda. Communication 6K.
A memorandum from Michelle Cott, Chief of Police, recommending a resolution for adoption of FARO, Mounted Unit Equine, to the Friends of the Bethlehem Mounted Police. FARO was purchased in 2009 with federal funding through the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant. Per grant guidelines, the transfer will commence at a fair market value of $500.
And Resolution 10J is on this evening's agenda. Communication 6L.
Memorandum from City Solicitor John F. Spurk Jr. with an attached resolution and associated use permit agreement. The permittee is Spirit Temple Bible Church and the event is Vacation Bible School Outreach. The agreement is from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. on August 15th through 19th, 2022 and covers the Osco Park premises.
And Resolution 10K is on the agenda. Communication 6M.
Memorandum from City Solicitor John F. Spurk Jr. with an attached resolution and associated use permit agreement. The permittee is the Non-Knights Lehigh Valley Chapter and the subcommittee is Arts Quest. The event is VetFest 2022. The agreement is from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., both of July 16th and 17th, 2022. It covers First Street from Founders Way to the Eastern Terminus.
And Resolution 10L is on the agenda. Communication 6N.
A memorandum from Housing and Community Development Administrator Robert G. Vidoni requesting a July 5th, 2022 public hearing to discuss the fiscal year 2022 CDBG/home funding allocations.
And again, I'll accept a motion followed by a second to schedule a public hearing for Tuesday, July 5th. 2022 here at Town Hall concerning the 2022 CDBG and home allocations.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Councilwoman Kwiatek, second by Councilwoman Wilhelm. Any discussion? If the clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leone?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Public hearing has been scheduled for Tuesday, July 5th, here in Town Hall. Communication 6-0.
A memorandum from Deputy Director of Economic Development, Alicia Miller-Farner, requesting a July 5th, 2022 public hearing to discuss Southside Lurda District 2.
Again, I will accept a motion and a second to schedule a public hearing for Tuesday, July 5th, 2022, concerning the Southside Lurda District 2.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Dr. Enix, second by Councilwoman Wilhelm. Any discussion? If the clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Francis Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leone?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. A public hearing has been scheduled for Tuesday, July 5th. This matter is also on the agenda for Tuesday, June 28th, Community Development Committee meeting, for that committee meeting that evening of Tuesday, June the 28th. Moving on to Communication 6P.
Letter from Norris McLaughlin, PA, a law firm representing Moyer Entertainment and Hospitality Company, requesting approval for an intermunicipal transfer of Pennsylvania retail restaurant liquor license number R13209. The applicant seeks an approval of intermunicipal transfer of the license, which was previously issued to Green Pond Golf Course Incorporated, 3604 Farmers Field Road, Bethlehem, Northampton County, to the new license premises located at 2024 West Broad Street, Bethlehem, Northampton County.
And for the last time tonight, I will accept a motion and a second to schedule a public hearing on this proposed intermunicipal liquor license transfer for a public hearing on Tuesday, August 2nd at 7 p.m.
So moved.
Second.
Cheers.
Can I get in on that one? I haven't got one yet.
I heard a motion by Councilwoman Kwiatek and a second by Councilwoman Leon over here. Any discussion?
Just a quick question.
Yes.
We received a second version. Am I?
And we have one in our packet and one on the table.
Just curious to know why.
So this was an updated communication. I don't know if our solicitor wants to speak to specifics.
I received the exact same. My assumption is that they were marked as, they were both marked as the same communication. I know at times our city clerk can often lay the same communication that may have been a late submission to our packets. I had had an opportunity to review the one that was placed on our table when we got here for the meeting. I would ask Mr. Miller, are you aware of any differences in between the letters?
We are aware of them. We did receive an earlier version asking for a July 19th public hearing, and late this afternoon they instead requested August 2nd, which we can accommodate. August 2nd is the requested public hearing date.
But there was nothing else material to the change.
That's correct. Out. Otherwise, it's the same.
But would that representation, if it satisfies your inquiry as well, that would be more than acceptable to me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments regarding our scheduling of a fourth public hearing? I will ask the clerk to call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. A public hearing has been scheduled for Tuesday, August 2nd, here in Town Hall at 7 p.m. The resolution will be placed on the Tuesday, August 2nd council agenda. Moving on to reports, I have nothing to report this evening. Mr. Mayor?
Just one report, and it's less to do with something from the administration. I just wanted to make the rare comment and following up on something from public comment. When there was a reference to the idea of people on city council and how long they've lived here, and I've made this comment before, and I think Dr. Enix, you're the only one up there that I haven't voted for because I didn't have an opportunity to with the vacancy. But I can tell you, for me personally, that for the other six of you, I didn't think twice about how long you had lived in the city of Bethlehem, whether or not it was 5 years or 10 years or 20 years or 30 years before I personally decided to vote for you. I think one of the things, and I know from my own personal experience, when I first walked into this first council meeting, I believe it was 2001, and I walked in here, what I saw was that old energy that I felt needed to be changed. And, you know, it was part of what I looked at as far as our city was concerned. And if you take a look, and then a couple years later, it was our fantastic councilwoman, Karen Dolan, who was actually the only person that was up there that wasn't born in the city of Bethlehem, that was the only person that hadn't gone to high school here or grown up around here or spent 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. And when she decided to run for city council, I believe it set off a trend that led to now the fact that all of you have various different experiences in the city of Bethlehem. And the city of Bethlehem is a better place for that. And it is symbolic of the change that we have undergone since the closing of Bethlehem Steel. And the fact that we have tradition and we have people that have lived here for a long time, but we also have new people. And there's no gatekeepers as far as how long you're allowed to live here, how long you should live here before you're valued or you're allowed to run for city council. And that's not just me saying that, that's the people of Bethlehem and the people that are outside this room. And I think that from my own personal point of view, is there's never been a time where city council has necessarily, in my opinion, represented the vibrancy and the energy of what is going on outside on the streets of Bethlehem. And that's something that we should be proud of. And, you know, I think that it's something that we talk about a lot in the city, in City Hall on a day-to-day basis, that just because people have lived here for a long time doesn't mean that that's the only opinion that we should have. And we need to mix opinions, and we need to mix energies, and we need to welcome people, and we need to encourage them to run all of our institutions, whether or not it be our churches, our little leagues, our schools, but especially our city council. And all seven of you have decided to, and I believe Mr. Colon, you're now the longest serving one. You've been there 6 years, and I think Dr. Van Wert, I was thinking about this, I think you're second now, and you've been here for about, I guess, a little over 4 years or so. And I think that, once again, there's something symbolic about that as it reflects to what's going on in the city. So, once again, I just felt that it needed to be mentioned. As I said, when I walked in here, you know, Karen, who was obviously a
fantastic addition to our city, was the only one that hadn't grown up around here. And I think it was obvious. And I think there have been a series of people since then. We've seen that on the school board. We've seen that all over the place, where people don't want to wait their turn. They want to put their name out there and lay out their vision and let the people of Bethlehem decide. And one of the things, when you go through our neighborhoods, much more so than 10, 15 years ago, it's not just people like me who grew up here, whose parents lived here, whose grandparents lived here, but people are choosing to live in the city of Bethlehem, and they're choosing to be part of the city that we're building together. So I just wanted to, I thought that needed to be mentioned. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Reynolds. We're going to continue on to ordinances for final passage. The clerk will read Bill 11, 2022.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the 2022 General Fund Budget. Bill 11, 2022 is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? If the clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 7-0. The clerk will read Bill 12, 2022.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the 2022 Liquid Fuels Fund Budget. Bill 12, 2022 is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? If the clerk will call the roll, please.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 7-0. And lastly, if the clerk will read Bill 13, 2022.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the 2022 Community Development Block Grant Budget. Bill 13, 2022 is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? We'll call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 7-0. There are no new ordinances on tonight's agenda. So continuing on to resolutions, the clerk will read Resolution 10A.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Cedar Crest College for ESRI consultation services. The resolution is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? Clerk will call the roll, please.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Moving on to Resolution 10B.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Council, correction, the City Solicitor, are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with LB Industries Incorporated for Wastewater Treatment Plant East Immediate Clarifier Improvements. That's Intermediate Clarifier Improvements. The resolution is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Any discussion? We'll call the roll on the resolution.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 7-0. The clerk will read Resolution 10C.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Suburban Water Technology Incorporated for the Shady Lane Manganese Treatment Project. Resolution is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? If the clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 7-0. The clerk will read Resolution 10D.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Grace Industries Incorporated for the Greenway Phase 5 Saucon Park Ball Fields Connection. Resolution sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I look forward to this, having just had a conversation with somebody about their nervous making walk from the skate park to the ballpark, so this will be a lovely addition to the Greenway.
Any other questions or comments from members of council?
If you don't mind, I'm just wondering, when will it be done? I don't know if I didn't catch that. Do we know when it will, when this project will be completed?
Yeah, it'll be done by the end of the summer.
Great. Awesome.
Thank you, Mr. Alcohol. Any other questions or comments? If we'll call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Grimson Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leone?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Galan.
Aye. Passes 7-0. The clerk will read Resolution 10E.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement to effectuate the transfer of the city-issued handgun assigned to Michael Manfredo, retired city police officer. The resolution is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leone.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I have had the opportunity to talk to some members of the public about this vote who had some good questions about it, and I just wanted to invite anybody who has questions about votes that we make here to please reach out. You know, there are lots of reasons that you know, a lot of work and research and conversation goes into votes that we make here, and if you don't necessarily understand what's behind a vote, I just want to invite those conversations so that we can help you understand the decisions that we're making, those of you who are watching this meeting.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from members of council?
Yes, if you don't mind.
Thank you.
So I will be voting against this again, as I have been since the start of my service here on council. And something I wanted to point out, and as always, this has nothing to do with the distinguished service of the officer, Officer Manfredo. And so, obviously, I want to thank him for his service. I want to point out that these weapons are not apparently the only weapons that the city sells when they are no longer using them. And so that means that out of the weapons that we sell overall, it's a very tiny fraction that are actually going to retired officers who served honorably for 20 years or more. And that means that I'm actually concerned and want to discuss further at another point, not tonight, because just voting on this particular purchase, the question of where those guns are going. Because, again, I say that while it's a small number of weapons, they are still weapons that we're putting back into the gun mix of our community, or they could be, since we have fairly lax gun laws in Pennsylvania, taken across state lines to other places and used. And given that we I don't know that we continue to monitor and track the progress of these weapons after we've sold them to a wholesaler and then they've sold them on. I have concerns about that and about our role in that process. And so again, the reason I vote against these is because I don't believe that the city should be facilitating the sale and purchase of weapons to civilians. And again, while Officer Manfredo served honorably, he has retired or is retiring and is no longer a police officer. So again, I will be voting no, and I will also be following up Chief Kopp with more questions about the rest of them. And I also just finally want to point out that there's a whereas in the agreement of sale that states, whereas such sale is the most economical method for proceeding in light of the risks of selling weapons and the costs and delays of performing and managing the results of background checks on any potential buyer. And so I would just question why this is a reason for selling a weapon at all to anyone, that it's the most economical method for proceeding in light of the risks of selling weapons and the costs of delay of performing and managing the results of background checks. So, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Quisenet. Any other questions or comments from other members of council? Before we call roll, just a couple.
I want to say something.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Ms. Lynn.
I just wanted to thank the chief and deputy, myself, who spent quite a few hours with me since the start of council, really running back where the guns are, how they were sold, how they're purchased, why we do what we do, and I look forward to those continued conversations. I really appreciate how much of your time you guys really plunk off for me every time I just randomly pop into your office to figure out what's the best thing we can do to honor people's service and have the conversation going forward that maybe we as a city want to have. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from members of council? Just a couple brief comments, and I'll start by thanking the mayor and members of the administration. Earlier this month, there have been ongoing all month efforts to raise awareness and address gun violence here within City Hall and outside City Hall with other members of the community. And I think those conversations are conversations that should be extended beyond the city of Bethlehem, beyond the month of June. I think that as we follow national news in different corners of our country, things that happen more frequently than any of us would care to read about, I think there are broader conversations to have about that balancing of the Second Amendment, along with the unique position that we are in as a society as it relates to gun violence and gun culture here in the United States. And I think all those conversations have merit in town hall, outside of town hall, wherever it be. And I also think that these are good conversations to have as it relates to what we're about to vote on as we transfer weapons that we outfit our officers with to carry for 20 plus years, and then they legally retire and ownership is transferred to them. And I would be happy to sit in on any comments, because a lot of that's information. I don't know all that, the process that goes into it. And I think Ms. Kwiatek brought up some points that a lot of us would benefit from, if nothing else, just educating ourselves about how that works. As I have done historically, I will continue to vote in support of this resolution, because while, again, there are a lot of nuanced conversations to be had surrounding that, I will support Officer Manfredo in his, I'm not familiar with Officer Manfredo, but I understand the sentimental value that an officer may carry when they're retiring and wanting to legally transfer their service weapon with them. I'm not someone who can speak firsthand on that, but given that they have the legal right to do that, I will continue to support that practice and invite further conversation when is appropriate in the future, however we choose as a council, whether it's a public safety committee meeting or individual members of council reaching out to Chief Cott or the mayor or whomever it would be. Because like I said, I think outside of this resolution and the efforts that the mayor and the administration have been carrying on this month, there's a lot of conversations that have been going on and need to continue to expand as our legislatures, whether it be in Washington, D.C. or Harrisburg or wherever it be, continue to try to curb the ongoing events that we see too frequently in our country. Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, I just want to make a couple comments. As I've said previously, if it is, Councilwoman Kwiatek's comments make a lot of sense to me on a personal level, and if it was the will of council not to approve these, like, the administration is not going to fight that at all. I think one thing that we've had conversations about when we were outside in the plaza and so on and so forth is that we need a permanent solution to reducing gun violence. That means common sense gun laws, and it also means being creative on a city level with using every dollar we can to reduce gun violence and things like that. We've talked about the idea of a gun buyback program. We are investigating if that would be an effective thing. There's a lot of research on that those work, that those don't work. I'm not convinced yet that it's without a targeted way to go about doing it. but we are looking at potential solutions. I have a great deal of respect for our police officers. If I was a police officer, there'd probably be other things that I would like to take with me other than my gun. But that's me, and I'm not a police officer. But with that being said, this really going forward is a joint conversation between the administration, the mayor, and the community about what we're going to be able to do as the city of Athlone to reduce gun violence. And we are open to that conversation. I think everybody on city council knows that we always have an open door as far as coming in to talk about what you think the solutions are that include either our police department or just in the community. So I do think that we need to take a look at everything that is on the table. But at the same time, as I said, Councilman Kwiatek makes a lot of very legitimate points here, and we will absolutely honor whatever the will is of City Council as far as whether or not we approve these now or in the future going forward. And if we do approve them, we will find something to do with the money. But if we don't, if City Council does not approve them, as I said, you're not going to get any argument from us either. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Any other questions or comments from Council before we take the vote? I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mr. Dempsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Nay.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Blum?
Aye. Passes 6-1. The clerk will read Resolution 10-F.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem, the Mayor and Controller, and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor, are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Queen Construction Incorporated for the City Hall Garage Structural Repair. Resolution sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? The clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Grimsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Moving on, Resolution 10-G.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem, the Mayor and Controller, and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor, are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Bracalente Construction Incorporated for City Hall Garage Surface Repair. The resolution is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? We will call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Brimsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
And Mr. Plum.
Aye. Passes 7-0. Moving on to Resolution 10-H.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem, with the Mayor and Controller, and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor, are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Pullman SST Incorporated for library exterior column repair. The resolution is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion?
I have one question.
Yeah. Ms. Kwiatek?
Now on this one I did actually see. It's a 730-day contract, so it's a 2-year project?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because
it's a lot of columns.
38 columns, and you got to do them in some sequence.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to take them all out at once, I guess. Yeah. Thank you.
I'll just say before we call the roll, this project, a few others that we've already voted on and will be coming around. I know these are things that Mr. Alcohol have been on the table and we've discussed over the years, and as we thought certain funding would be there, which eventually did not end up to be there, and as we look at different ways to address these infrastructure needs, I'm glad, I'm sure you're relieved that we're finally executing some of these contracts. So it's a good thing. I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Grimsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10-I.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Keiko Ceruta Kramer ASLA Principal for a change order relating to the South New Street Streetscape Enhancement Project. Resolution sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? We will call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Grimsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10-J.
Be resolved that the Council of the City of Bethlehem is authorized pursuant to 11 PACS Section 12402.1 of the Third Class City Code to dispose of personal property by sale or otherwise upon approval by City Council via resolution. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the following personal property is hereby approved to be sold by the Bethlehem Police Department. One, retired Horace Farrow, and sold to the Friends of Bethlehem Mounted Police, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Resolution is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? If the clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kliatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10K.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with Spirit Temple Bible Church for the Vacation Bible School Outreach. The resolution is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? We will call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kliatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10L.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with permittee Nam Knights Lehigh Valley Chapter and sub-permittee Arts Quest for VetFest 2022. Resolution sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? If the clerk will call the roll, please.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Crimson Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kliatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. I will accept a motion followed by a second to consider resolutions 10M through 10R as a group.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Dr. Van Wert, second by Councilwoman Cranzy Smith. Mm-hmm. Thank you, ladies. Any discussion on the motion? I will ask the clerk to call the roll on the motion. I'll ask the clerk to call the roll on the motion, and then we'll read the resolution.
Very good. Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Cranzy Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kliatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye. Motion passes 7-0. Now I'll ask the clerk to read the resolutions.
Certificates of appropriateness under the provisions of the Act of the Pennsylvania Legislature, Bethlehem resolutions are hereby granted for 234 East Main Street to replace the existing slate roofing with GAF slate lined shingles in the antique slate color. 77 West Broad Street, Unit 17C, to install a new sign on an existing wall mounted bracket. 415 High Street to replace an existing wood fence with a fence at the same height. 123 Main East Market Street to replace the existing flat roof with slate roof and skylight. 258 East Wall Street to remove an existing side door and cover the opening with siding in a size, profile, and color to match the adjacent existing siding. Doors are being removed to renovate the kitchen. 243 East Church Street to remove the existing slate roofing on their home and replace it with GAF slate lined shingles in the antique slate color. Remove the existing EPDM flat roofing and replace it in kind. Install a new half round gutters and round downspouts in white color. Resolutions 10M through 10R are sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Any discussion on the group? Seeing none, I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Francis Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kliatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye. The certificates for appropriateness passed 7-0. Concluding with new business, I just want to make everyone aware the committee of the whole met tonight, Tuesday, June 21, here in Town Hall at 6 p.m. for our ethics training. This meeting was for information only, and no legislative actions were taken. Any other new business by members of council? I'll start with Ms. Leon and work our way down.
One, I want to thank almost everyone in the administration for how helpful you guys have been the past couple of weeks as I continue to just come in and talk to you, specifically Mr. Boscola and Jimmy, who came out to MLK and walked with us and talked with us about the water sourcing. It's very important that you guys see the space, and it's wonderful that you're there and you're involved and you care about these things. I really appreciate that. I meant to say happy retirement to Farrell, but I might have somewhere else. So congratulations to Farrell on his retirement, and I hope he enjoys the green pastures with good old George, who made his presence known. And speaking of our boys in blue, I wanted to congratulate the 109th class of the Allentown Police Department. We had quite a few graduate, including our first and second academic, highest academic average, the top shot with a shotgun, as well as the best notebook award, which is probably my favorite award. So officers going to be after their training with you, Jacob, Joshua, Duncan, and Timothy, congratulations to them. I don't know how many of them listen in on council meetings, but if they do, and they start to hear us have these conversations surrounding things that might be a little bit tense and their heart races a little bit and they get a little angry, they're with you, and if they need to talk about what we're going to talk about, they can always reach out to me, and so that we can try and separate that, because it can get a little bit, it can feel, yeah, so just if they need someone to talk to, so we can have the conversations that need to be had.
Dr. Van Orden?
Oh, I just wanted to say thank you to Mr. Reynolds for his words about the energy of different perspectives. I was one of those people who was told to wait my turn by an official, and I just couldn't agree more that the energy that's brought in by people who may not have lived here, who have lived other places and seen other things, mixed with the wisdom and the experience of the people who have, everybody loves the city, and I just really happy to hear you say that, so thank you very much.
Thank you, Councilmember Zuomo.
Well, first I'm going to second what Councilwoman Leon suggested initially, thanking Mr. Boscola for joining us at MLK Park, just for the time you took to participate in that conversation. And on that note, to thank Emily and her colleague from Lehigh, Kat, who both also joined us at MLK Park, and specifically Emily, I just wanted to thank you for your words tonight. I spoke a couple of meetings ago about the way in which the public can use public comment, and that's one of those ways to let us know wonderful work that you're investing yourself in, or that others are investing themselves in, and it's a beautiful project, and you made a beautiful presentation, very compelling, and I know it's not easy to do, so I wanted to thank you for that.
Thank you. Any other comments for new business? Ms. Quita?
So, pulling two things together, I just also want to thank Mayor Reynolds for his comments and Emily for hers, and to remind everyone that no one has been here as long as the Delaware Nation were. And also thank you, Mayor Reynolds, for the great Juneteenth celebration last Sunday. Was it last Sunday?
Yeah.
That was one of the best events of that kind that I've ever been to. Beautiful music, thoughtful spoken word, and a great commemoration as the Juneteenth flag was raised. So thank you for that.
Any other new business for members of council? Seeing none, I thank everyone for joining us this evening. Get home safe, everyone.